There's one time when I was in during that range retreat, I lost a vision in my eye, and I couldn't see out of my eye anymore. And so, okay, this is a problem. I waited. Okay, what do I do? Just be patient. I tried. I mean, there was some, just got like some drops. I tried. I remember thinking, oh, sometimes they use honey for healing. And I thought, that's good for healing. So I put honey in my eye. Maybe it'll be good for it. I didn't do anything. I should have put it in my mouth. But was worth a shot. just waiting and waiting. I said, oh, okay. And just, okay. And you see, the mind, it goes to, oh, it's my eye, what am I going to do? But I made this. I don't want to be going anywhere. I put all this effort into getting into a quiet place for practice, so that your mind is torn. And how do you deal with that? And what do you do with it? It's part of the practice. Finally, it was sort of okay. I should really try to find a doctor. And then the so I told the. The villagers in the mine site, and I said, "Okay, next vehicle that comes in, we'll get them and take you out." And there was another week before any kind of vehicle showed up. So just having to be patient with that, having to just okay, be present. Well, this is what it is, and. And in the end, it was some weird virus infection in the iris of the eye. Like, how do these things exist? Then it came back several times in the following year, but at least I knew what to do with it then. And yeah, when you're out in the jungles, out in the wilderness. You just don't know what's going to happen.